It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Officer said they arrived at the home. They pried open the garage door from the outside and discovered...
Always a bad sign in a news story.
And they discovered a makeshift toilet. I've always wondered what that means.
A.K.A. a bucket.
Well, they said that the makeshift toilet didn't flush. So is it ornamental?
How did you say that word, Corby?
What?
Shift.
Oh, no, makeshift.
Okay. That would be a weird way to describe a toilet. It'd be kind of redundant.
It's like you have a urinal and then you have that.
It's a company. It's a company of toilet manufacturers.
Yeah, you have a make pee toilet and then you have a
Like, can you imagine going to buy a toilet at Home Depot?
Boy, honey, maybe we should consider this manufacturer.
They seem to really get what we're going for.
Rated for both kinds.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Hello, laugh.
Yes, the emergency break of the week brought to you by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. We're going to give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. And this is very white elephant centric. All of these happened on White Elephant Day. As we mix up the crews, different day parts, and believe it or not, we actually had some moments of unintentional silence right here on White Elephant Day. Starting with the midday show, when they thought, hey, let's let Matt do the really creepy Samuel voice for a ticket ticker. And this is what it sounded like. And somehow they thought it'd be a good idea. Hey, let's make sure we get him on the air. Let's get EA to help out.
The Ticket Ticker.
Go see the fine folks at the Diamond Factory, thediamondfactory.com. And with the ticker, here is Samuel.
Samuel?
Put your mic in program one, hombre.
Whatever that is wrong. EA, fix it.
EA is Baldy, not help. Fix it.
Yeah, you don't want EA fixing
it. We got
anything.
A 5:30 bed, so we got some time.
Sure. It's Samuel. I was going to do a ticker. It's Samuel.
So we finally heard from Samuel.
I kind of want to hear the Samuel ticker.
It was so funny. We need to hear from Samuel more.
It was so funny.
Creepy, though.
Well,
it's a creepy voice. So meek. And all right. There's the Samuel ticker as candidate number one. Candidate number two on the morning show. You guys had to, got to make the big announcement to the P1 about what's coming their way at Ticket Stock.
That's right.
But Corby, in trying to promote the fact that you're going to make this big station announcement.
Yeah, typical Corby doesn't understand how things are supposed to work.
Kind of let some things out of the bag here, and then he got jumped on, which is really funny.
We are in hour 2 to 3 right now of the show. It's confusing out here in the morning. We have a big Ticket Stock announcement coming up next. Or am I just supposed to say it's an announcement?
We're already there now. We're close enough. It's not a big deal, I guess.
Okay. Golly. What is wrong with you?
Well,
you're the worst.
It says on here, Ticket Stock.
You're just the worst.
All right, Muse in the News time, brought to you by...
Sounds like he was half asleep.
Yes. For those who don't remember, the announcement was that we were going to do Ticket Stock and what the dates were and who our headliner was.
Yeah.
But, you know, you try to preserve some curiosity for people. And
that's how sleepy he is, too, when this thing starts.
It's 2 to 3 hours.
We are in hour 2 to 3 right now of the show. It's confusing out here in the morning. We have a big Ticket Stock announcement coming up next, or am I just supposed to say it's an announcement?
We're already there now. We're close enough. It's not a big deal, I guess.
Okay. Golly. What is wrong with you?
Well,
you're the worst.
It says on here, tickets.
You're just the worst.
All right, Muse in the News time, brought to you by.
Okay, I'm up now. There's Corby as candidate number two. Candidate number three, this also happened during the morning show with Monty and Donovan and Gordo.
And Stevie.
Monty and Stevie and Aretha. And Monty was doing a story about South Oak Cliff, and he didn't look at Gordo for confirmation about something from South Oak Cliff. He looked at Donovan, and then hilarity ensued.
You were saying that I didn't get to, off the news quick enough.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
yes, sir.
Speaking of the hood, a abandoned school in East Oak Cliff has gone up in flames for the fifth time in 3 months.
East Oak Cliff.
Is that considered? I'll look at anybody, not Donovan first.
Boy, you look right at me. Why did you have laser eyes for Donovan
is
so quickly?
Is that considered the hood, brother?
Kenzer!
God, will you stop that?
He invoked
that?
It. Kenzer. He invoked the malignant fair catch.
You got close.
What school is it?
Boy, the best part was, though, is he looked right at Donovan and realized it and then looked
almost strained his neck.
Yeah, you broke your neck.
Gordon.
Anybody. Not just Donovan.
Everyone.
So let me guess.
Anyway, go ahead and ask Donnie your question.
So to the crew, to everyone participating, maybe we'll take calls.
So let me guess. You got Monty to start calling out cancer as a free... As a
I didn't
fair
get
catch.
Him to do it, but yeah, he got into some cultural hot water there, and he just starts screaming the word cancer.
I do love how
to
Monty
get out of it.
How Monty raised his own hand like he's calling his own foul, like immediately. Oh yeah, that was me. That was me.
All right, one more time.
You were saying that I didn't get to, off the news quick enough.
Okay, go ahead.
So
yes, sir.
Speaking of the hood, a abandoned school in East Oak Cliff has gone up in flames. For the fifth time in 3 months.
East Oak Cliff.
Is that considered... I'll look at anybody, not Donovan first.
Boy, you look right at me. Why did you have laser eyes for Donovan
is
so quickly?
Is that considered the hood, brother?
Kenzer!
God, will you stop
that? He invoked
that?
It. Kenzer. He invoked the malignant fair catch.
You got close.
What school is it?
Boy, the best part was, though, is he looked right at Donovan and realized it and then looked
almost strained
like,
his neck.
Yeah, you broke
like
your
Gordon,
neck.
Trying to look at you. I mean, Gordon.
Anybody. Not just Donovan.
Everyone.
Anyway, go ahead and ask Donnie your question.
So to the crew, to everyone participating, maybe we'll take calls.
All right. So is it the Samuel ticker? Is it Corby? Or is it Monty? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Muses. It's Ashley, and I'd like to vote for my fellow pool player, Monty.
Okay.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, yeah, we can say Merry it Christmas.
Works. Yeah.
But I'm not really thinking about that right now. Yeah.
What are you asking Santa Claus for?
Oh, gone.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, gone. All right. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Joe, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey, in case you don't hear from me over the next 3 weeks, I want to reissue a happy birthday to Fox 4 Sam Gannon's TV co-host Mike Ducey and Junior.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, we just got a birthday coming up.
Mike and I share a birthday.
Yeah.
December 20th. All right, so you guys have a happy holiday, and I vote for Corby.
Okay. Thank you, Cruz.
Thank you, Cruz. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Musers. I want to go with Money in the Hood.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
What's cracking, Muses?
Who's this?
This is Malcolm, the black elephant. Y'all give my man Monty a pass.
Okay, are you going to vote for him? Or
guess that's guess a Monty vote.
Okay. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Good morning, boys. I will take Monty.
Boy. All right. Boy, Monty's running away with this, isn't he?
Yeah, pretty much. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hello.
Oh, who's this?
It is me, Michelle Wee.
Oh, it's Michelle Wee.
I'm calling to file a complaint on EA. He broke into my house to leave gifts and left a note saying...
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
I must say, Monty does sound a little taller on the radio.
Okay, Buford T. Justice reference. That's a Monty vote.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves. Hey.
You were saying that I didn't get to off the news quick enough.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
yes, sir.
Speaking of the hood, a abandoned school in East Oak Cliff has gone up in flames for the fifth time in 3 months.
East Oak Cliff.
Is that considered... I'll look at anybody, not Donovan first.
Boy, you look right at me. Why did you have laser eyes for Donovan so quickly?
Is that considered the hood, brother?
Kanter!
God, will you stop
that? He invoked
that?
It. Kanter. He invoked the malignant fair catch.
You got close.
What school is it?
Boy, the best part was, though, is he looked right at Donovan and realized it and then looked
almost straight at his neck.
Yeah, you broke your neck.
Gordon, trying to look at you. I mean, Gordon.
Anybody. Not just Donovan.
Everyone.
Anyway, go ahead and ask Donnie your question.
So to the crew, to everyone participating, maybe we'll take calls.
All right, how many wins is that for Monty?
That is Monty's sixth e-brake win. He is now 131 behind the leader, all-time leader, Norman Accidental Racism Hitzkus.